Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. It is your host, Julian Hayes II, back at it again with two fascinating humans. This is only the second time that I'm interviewing two people at the same time. So, you know, this is going to be a special occasion. And if you're like me, you absolutely love cereals and various fruit spreads and pretty much anything associated with breakfast. Breakfast can be king. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm not here to debate that. But I love breakfast. But cereals, as we know, are not the most healthiest things. So my guest today did me a big favor, and they created some cereals that are healthy, full of superfoods, and they're so good that I ate it in two settings. I am here with Lisa and Ishmael Petrosi, founders of Llama Land Organics. A little bit about each of them. Ishmael is an entrepreneur, a businessman who has a vast experience in the consumer goods industry. Lisa is a holistic health coach, and I was also reading a former professional ballet dancer. So that's a first on here. And so the mission of Llama Land Organics is to introduce nutritious and delicious superfoods from the Peruvian Amazon and Andes and to help make families healthier. So without further ado, Lisa and Ishmael, how's it going?
It's great. Thanks for having us, Julian. We're really excited to talk to you today and share a little bit about Llama Land Organics, and we're super excited.
Awesome to hear. Awesome to hear. So let's be gentlemen. We'll do ladies first. So let's get Lisa's origin story. So how did you get up to where you are right now? So from a ballet dancer to co-founder of a company now.
Yeah. So I was a professional ballet dancer for over 13 years. And obviously, as part of my daily life, you know, self-care and also learning how to take care of my instrument, my body, was something that was really important. And nutrition, you know, goes along with that in a very special way. And fast forward into motherhood, I even become that much more excited to learn about nutrition and how it affects your body. When I was thinking about helping to provide, you know, good food for our growing boys and ourselves as a family. And I kind of took it a step further with becoming a holistic health coach and getting a chance to learn, obviously, the whole aspect of nutrition and food, but also to learn about the importance of how, you know, it's all intertwined, your spirituality, your relationships, you know, what we call primary foods, where you really need to work on a little bit of everything when you're looking at a holistic perspective of your health. And so getting a chance to learn a little bit about that. And I actually teach a form of exercise called gyrotonic, which combines beautifully the whole idea of holistic perspective of exercise. So you're working on your mental, breathing, learning the idea of flexibility and strength, and combining those two in a beautiful, balanced way. And so with all of that background, I got a chance to, you know, obviously with my husband, he was really interested in, with his background, sharing his roots from Peru and getting a chance to introduce some of these incredible superfoods that he grew up eating to families here in the US. And so when we had a chance to kind of talk about some of the ideas he's always wanted to do, you know, kind of go out on his own. And when he asked me to be his business partner, it just kind of seemed seamless because I thought, well, I'm kind of an entrepreneur already. And I love the idea. And this is, you know, getting healthy choices out there for families and getting to put kind of our passions together. And we make an awesome team in our marriage. And so I thought, why not business partners? We can do this. And it's just been a really organic, and it's kind of cheesy to say that, but it's been very organic the way everything has kind of come into creating the product, getting the word out, and yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Okay. And so what about your journey? How'd you get to this point?
Sure. So, you know, my story, as Lisa mentioned, started in Peru. I was born there, grew up there. And then when I was in my early 20s, I had an opportunity to move to Houston to work in actually oil and gas. That's a lot of people do that in Houston. And, you know, I was working there, and that's where I got to meet Lisa when she was a dancer, which is a whole other story how we ended up, you know, connecting. But basically, you know, I really, being in the energy industry, I knew that was not really my passion. It was kind of where life and career had led me. So I decided to get an MBA here in Houston. And as I was going through that experience, I've been working with some professors and some peers. I found that maybe my calling was more on the consumer goods side. And I ended up working for a large consumer packaged goods company. I will not say the name, but I spent many, many years working for that company. And in through that experience, it kind of allowed me to kind of step back a second and think about my roots. You know, growing up in a country like Peru that's so rich in its biodiversity and the different foods that I ate growing up, and how really there's you know, what we see and still today very much of a I call it a health epidemic. And I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about the foods we eat, you know, and fast food. And there's a lot of knowledge now on how there's a lot of those foods that are not the best for us. And so that's where it kind of sparked my interest in saying, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to bring those ingredients here. I knew that the power of convenience and packaged goods in introducing those, some of these ingredients we'll get to talk to about here in a second, how to make them more easily to understand and incorporate into people's diets. And so that kind of led to the creation of Llama Land, and of course the partnership with Lisa, my wife, and her great background experience. It was just a perfect match.
Yeah. And, you know, before I even move on to this, I have to say, just hearing from married people, I'm not married myself, so I don't know this, but sometimes I hear through the grapevine that marriage is one thing, but being in business with your partner is a whole nother story. So how was that working together? How did that go?
You know, it's been, I mean, I always feel like in a marriage, it's teamwork, right? I mean, whether it's helping to nurture your children, kind of getting a chance to work together as a team. And I feel like some of the same things that work in a marriage, such as really good communication, being able to tell the other person how you really feel in a safe space without feeling like they're going to judge you, you know, being each other's cheerleaders, that sort of stuff that really works well in a marriage, it does work well in a business environment. And it's kind of sad to me because there are a lot of business environments that kind of put aside your personal life and put aside the idea that you're a person. And it's all about, you know, the work. But the reality is we are human beings. We like to relate to other people. And if you have a good relationship, whether it's business-wise or in a marriage, it just works. And I don't even know if I can put words into, of course we have our challenges, just like, you know, any relationships. I mean, we talk about this with our two young boys. They're only 2 years apart, and they have such an incredible friendship and relationship. And we constantly encourage them, you know, this is your only brother. You got to, you know, relationships take work. And so I feel like even whether it's business or marriage, you have to continue to grow that relationship, nurture it. And, you know, and it's there for you when you need it, you know, and which is really important.
Yeah. And what I would add to that is, you know, it's interesting having spent years in like the corporate world and environment, there's a lot said about building that trust, right? That's so important, the speed of trust. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to manage teams, and that was the first thing I remember talking to the teams is, you know, it's going to take a time for us to kind of get to know each other. We have different personalities, different things we bring to the table. But once we get the trust in place, you know, things are going to move forward. When you start business with your spouse, that's an ingredient that's already there, you know, so it allows you to move a lot quicker, which is something you need to do in an entrepreneurial environment. So I feel that's been very important.
Yeah. And for me, like getting a chance to see Ismael, because we were always very much talking about our days and what happened and what was going on in his world versus my world, which is very different, but similar things. I mean, the dance studio and working with people, you're working very closely with people. But I think in the corporate world too, I mean, there's those challenges. But I always saw him rise above those challenges. And I just thought so highly of him as a manager. He still has people that he worked with that reach out to him to see how he's doing or to ask for him for advice, because he was there. He was always present. And I feel like, you know, I got to see him from those perspectives as a business person. And obviously I know how he is as a husband and a father. And of course we continue to learn about that because this has been a whole new thing for sure.
I bet.
But like I said, when we figure things out, we get a chance to talk to each other and we have that, common thread of, you know, trying to keep our morals high and, be kind and respectful, but also push each other and challenge each other too.
Yeah. That's great to hear. It's very encouraging to hear. So, so as we move on here and start talking about Llama Land a little bit, let's talk about just the country of Peru. And I was talking to you guys beforehand, how when you guys first came on my radar and then I read a little more on Peru, I was really shocked to hear that it's the land of superfoods, literally. Never would have expected that. So I guess like, tell us a few facts about Peru that we might not be familiar with in that regard.
Absolutely. You know, and I love talking about this because it is a very little known fact. You know, there's actually five places in the planet, that they basically, combine all those ingredients, for lack of better words, conditions, to make them the most biodiverse places on Earth. And biodiverse meaning, you know, plants and animals, and Peru is one of those places. And when you think about the Peruvian, for those that maybe don't know, Peruvian geography is very unique because it does have the great Amazon jungle, you know, one of the greenest places on the planet, the lung of the planet, some call it, with so many trees. And then you also have the incredible Andes mountain region, which is, you know, only rivaled by the Himalayas. And then you have the Pacific coastline that is, you know, many, many thousands of miles of coastline. So you combine those very diverse geographies, and that combined with just the weather down there and the soil, and it's been one of those places that for generations, right? I mean, Peru is also one of those places in the planet that has a great ancient civilization of the Incas. So, you know, we've heard of the Aztecs and the Mayas in Central America and Mexico. But Peru has a long history, and not just Peru. I mean, back in the day, it was other countries that were part of that Inca Empire. But even from thousands of years ago, the Incas knew better, right? And they knew that part of the world had everything they needed to flourish. And so it's not just about the ingredients that are coming out of Peru, but it's how they've been harvested over all of those years and really, you know, maximizing that nutritional value. And so, yeah, I mean, we know in this country, probably quinoa is the one ingredient that's most known, right? I don't know if people know that it originally comes from Peru, but quinoa is one of them. But there's so many others, right? Yeah. So many others. Another little known fact, there are two centers that are basically funded by world organizations to understanding the potato, right? And Peru has one of those centers, and there are over 3,000 varieties of potatoes that grow in Peru, you know, which is just crazy to think. But that's just one of those, again, little known facts. I could speak for hours. Yeah.
Peru. 3,000 potatoes. Wow. I feel like I need to branch out because I typically only just eat sweet potatoes.
Right. Oh yeah, there's a lot. Unfortunately, in the grocery stores, you can't find those 3,000 types of potatoes. Yes. But but there are becoming. I at the grocery store, I find at least 5 different types of sweet potatoes. Right. And a lot of them, you know, obviously are from different countries. But Peru is it's a really special place. I mean, for many reasons, but the food that's coming from there is delicious and the ingredients, and it's exciting to introduce that to people in a fun way that they can relate to through cereals, our Llama Land organic cereals. And it's fun too, because we have the box is just beautiful and we have a lot of great information about the superfoods on the back, which I don't know about you, but I grew up eating cereal and I always remember reading, you know, the cereal boxes, and it's a great educational piece for children and adults alike to understand a little bit more about those superfoods that maybe they're not so familiar with.
Very much so. I was going to comment on that and say that was a great idea when you're introducing something that's so foreign to people, to give them just enough education to know why this is important, what's it good for, but not to overwhelm them. And so speaking on that, let's dive into your two mainstays right now. First of all, how'd you decide on the spreads and cereals?
It's a good question.
Yeah, the thought was we wanted to introduce these new ingredients in a way people would understand them. And everybody can understand breakfast. You know, as you opened up, you talked about how you're a big fan of breakfast. And, you know, I mean, many people have different opinions of what's the most important meal of the day, but certainly breakfast is one that, you know, is up there. And so it seemed that it would make sense that was an occasion that would lead to us to introduce these ingredients. And we were working at the time as we were looking how to do this. We came across a business partner in Peru that was already working on, not just because Peru is already exporting a lot of these amazing ingredients in bulk all over the world. But this one company was already experimenting into turning it into these finished products. And they were looking at some cereals that had, you know, early on in their kind of innovation process, and also some spreads. And so we came in at the right time to collaborate with them and basically formulate them over many, many months of trial.
A lot of going back and forth.
What are the right ingredients? And, you know, because it seems very simple when you're talking about a cereal or a spread, but there's really a lot that goes in there.
Yes.
And that's where, you know, we kind of landed there. Now, we have other ideas in the pipeline that we'll be sharing with everyone soon, but those were the further in the maturation process. And we were excited to get started with those.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously one of our big factors was in creating it and looking at it was very much about taste. Cause a lot of people are thinking, oh, I don't want to eat healthy because it doesn't taste good, but yes, healthy food can taste good too. And it's important to have that, you know, combination. And our fruit spreads are extremely popular and they're just like flying off the shelves, as are the cereals. But the fruit spreads, I mean, you forget how versatile those things are. And people are using them all over their charcuterie boards for breakfast items. I mean, I've made our golden berry spread with a pork tenderloin and some Dijon mustard, or I've added it to, you know, tuna fish to make a tuna fish salad with Dijon mustard and our golden berry. So they're extremely versatile, and it's fun because people are getting to taste these incredible superfoods and superfoods in a way that they can, you know, it's easy for them to enjoy.
I'm glad you are giving them ideas because I'm very boring. I just ate mine straight and just like a few scoops at a time. I just ate it and then kept on.
Well, so we're trying to do a lot more like on our social media, our Facebook, Instagram, Llama Land Organics, where we are introducing, you know, some ideas of recipes and fun things, because the spreads, like the kamu kamu with a Manchego cheese on a cracker, or for gluten-free, like a pear slice. I mean, there's just the possibilities are limitless when you're dealing with good taste.
Yes.
And so you can do different combinations and getting a chance for people to, I love the idea of, a lot of my friends have been doing the charcuterie boards and people have been sending me pictures because it's a way of sharing, right? Now that we're, you know, getting back into maybe having small gatherings and people want to share, and getting a chance to make a beautiful spread. It looks pretty. It tastes amazing. You can combine it with nuts, cheeses, fruits. It's a really versatile and fun item to have.
So let's go through the ingredients real quick. And so let's start with, you just spoke on it, kamu kamu. And I think one of the things that stood out to me was, I think it was the most concentrated source of vitamin C. Is that correct?
Yeah. So if you can imagine, it's like tiny, and it grows along the banks of the Amazon River, but it has 60 times more vitamin C than an orange. So a lot of people don't eat it right like that, because the citrus is, it's a very powerful citrus flavor, but it is used in a lot of culinary experiences in Peru. And I say experiences because it really is an experience. When you have that taste in your mouth, it just is like this pop of like, oh, wow, it takes you to another place. And you're getting the incredible health benefits. So our Kamu Kamu spread has 140% of your daily recommended vitamin C in one serving. So it's a great way to start the morning.
Wow, I had a lot of vitamin C then on top of other vitamin C. Wow.
Yeah, but it's super fun. I mean, Kamu Kamu is a fun thing to say. Yeah. And we're seeing it showing up in little places. I've seen it in a kombucha. I've seen it, you know, in powder form in some of the bars that are coming out. And I'm like, the Kamu Kamu is going to be very, very, very well known soon, because it's that good. And people are starting to realize the health benefits from it. And it's really, it's so delicious. And our spread is divine.
Is that just becoming popular now? Because why is it now just taking off? Is it because it's hard to source and get, or is it just because it's just not known, because it's not typically easily accessible in the States?
Yeah, I would say it's part of this trend that we're seeing. I think the more consumers are willing to try new things and explore, that gives the retail outlets, encouragement, motivation to try these new ingredients. The internet, social media, you know, this type of experience we're having right here, it's allowing folks to understand more about these superfoods, that it's not just a funny name or a fad, but it's here to stay. It really has these, nutritional values that we all need. And I think it really is just the word of mouth and following this trend. You know, like I said, just 10 years ago, people didn't know about quinoa, and now you can get a plate of quinoa in your local commuter flight. You know, I mean, it's really everywhere. And we strongly believe that Kamu Kamu could be the next acai. You know, we saw how acai, you know, blew up a few years ago, and Kamu Kamu has that potential. So we're going to see that with, we believe, a lot of these other ingredients that we're probably going to get to talk about here shortly.
Yeah. And then overall, it's exciting for us, because the idea of people getting a chance to branch out, especially when they are looking at, okay, with everything that has happened over the past year and a half, your health matters, you know, when it comes down to things that you want to defend yourself against COVID, against whatever is out there. And so what you're putting in your body is going to make a difference. And some of these ingredients, all of these ingredients, have those health benefits that people are looking for these days, especially when it comes to the antioxidants, the micronutrients. You know, people talk so much about protein and carbohydrates, but what about those micronutrients that are so extremely important to our diet that just are not talked about enough?
Absolutely. Can I agree more with you on that? So the next one is Lucuma. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Love that one.
So it's called the Gold of the Incas because it's just so deliciously sweet. And it's exciting because it has a low glycemic value, but it's a natural sweetener. So a lot of people, you know, use it in desserts in Peru.
Ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, lucuma is really well known in that area. And actually, when we brought it here, people are so excited because it's very hard to find. You can see it in powder, or you can find it in powder form, but in any sort of, you know, formulation. And our lucuma is, I think, our boys' favorites, right?
Yes,
when you say that, our
yeah.
two boys instead of maple syrup, they put that lucuma on there. I make gluten-free pancakes and they'll, you know, mm-hmm. spread that on. And they actually had some this morning and they loved it. They love it. And it's, once again, fun to say, it has a lot of health benefits. And I think it's one of those things that people are going to start really talking about.
And I think we briefly mentioned this one earlier. So golden berries.
Actually been probably one of the most popular because I think people are familiar with it. They see it and they're like, oh, I think I've heard of golden berry. Mm-hmm. And berries have such a great connotation anyways.
And they can probably pronounce it.
Yes. It's not like, what's that? Camu? What? What is that? Or lucuma?
What is that?
Yeah. I think the familiarity has led it to be one of the most popular, but I'm excited because I think with them trying it and golden berry, it tastes so good mm-hmm. that they're willing to try the others too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of our lead way in for some people, but golden berries have a lot of great antioxidants.
And in fairness, golden berries, they're a subtropical fruit that is found in other parts of the world as well. Mm-hmm. Unlike like the lucumas and the camucas that are more predominantly in that kind of Peruvian area, Amazon, you do find golden berries in the South Pacific. And so I think people have mm-hmm. seen it in other places too.
Couldn't you use some of these fruit spreads and could you throw it also into like a smoothie as well and blend it with everything else?
Yes, most definitely.
And mixed drinks too, by the way.
Yeah, I think I had a friend.
Oh, really?
I think I had a friend who was trying to make a, she was going to do, like I need to reach out to her. Yeah, but she was like, oh, that golden berry would be really good with vodka. And I was like, okay, but she's a mixologist. So
okay.
I'm like, I'll leave that to you. I don't know if I've ever thought about that, but hey, why not?
And the next one is, people probably heard of this one. I actually have some in the closet with the powder that I put in my smoothie, and that's maca.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, maca is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, you just look at the flavonoids alone and mm-hmm. mood enhancers and all that. It's just, it's great. And it's a cruciferous vegetable. It's in the same family as broccoli and kale.
Yeah. See, that's when I saw that. I was like,
what?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yes. So, but it's really, I mean, maca, like you said, it has been a little bit more talked about here and people are realizing, you know, it's a great health benefit in smoothie. A lot of people will do in smoothies. I've heard that it's actually better to put maca into baked goods rather than have it in cold smoothies.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it's better on the digestion. Maca in general mm-hmm. is good for the digestion, I put it in our muffins and it's my little,
that's a pro tip there. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next one, I guess we can kind of do them back to back since the purple corn and the Andean white corn.
Yes.
Yeah. So these are really cool. And it's, you know, it's been interesting to us as we talk to more people. We talk to some dietitians to get some feedback and to kind of understand you know, where people are thinking. And it's unfortunate that corn kind of has a bad reputation right now because of a lot of people have food sensitivities to corn. Unfortunately, that corn is the GMO corn that we're very familiar with here in the US because it's, you know, it isn't very nice on the digestion. But the purple corn and Indian white corn, first of all, Indian white corn is great because it has a little bit of a sweetness to it too. But you're looking at a lot of really great health benefits, and it's almost, I feel like it's part of a lot of rituals in Peru as well. Like it's really thought very highly of. If you look at the purple corn, just the color alone, I mean, when you talk about, you know, teaching your kids how to eat all the different colors and, you know, how the rainbow makes, if you have a rainbow plate, it's going to be more healthy. Yes. The purple corn is just beautiful and it's so delicious.
Both of these corns, like Lisa mentioned, they've been part of that Inca diet for thousands of years. They're used in many cases. They get fermented and they're made into a drink called chicha. I've started to see the beverage version of certainly the purple corn in some places mm-hmm. here too. And it's just the micronutrients and those mm-hmm. corns and it's like Lisa said, I mean, it's just unfortunate that corn has such a bad rap because of those GMOs, but certainly not these corns, the way they're grown. It's all very natural in their original place of origin and following practices that have been around for thousands of years. So we're excited to feature these ingredients.
Yeah, and the plant mm-hmm. compounds in those, they're actually help you with your digestion. So it's doing a lot of good.
And one of my favorite words now, since I can say it, is aracacha.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
The white carrot.
The white carrot.
Yeah. It's so good. It's also has that little bit of sweetness. And that's what's fun about our cereals is that very low sugar, only 3 grams per serving, but you're getting that really natural sweetness from the yacón root, as well as the aracacha for the Andes super flakes. And aracacha, as you said, is fun to say, and I think people will, want to learn more,
yeah.
But it's really, once again, it's been used for thousands of years as part of a healthy diet for the Peruvian, ancestral.
And by the way, the reason why some of these names sound so funny is that they're from the language that the Incas spoke and still indigenous Peruvians speak today. It's called Quechua. And that's the language. And it's actually Peru, the official language is Spanish, but the unofficial second language, so to speak, is Quechua, and so that's why you get some of these more kind of funnier names, mm-hmm. but they're still kind of cool to learn them.
Interesting. Did not know that. I'm writing notes to myself.
Oh, good.
I like these random trivia things that you can just randomly bring up. Say, hey, this is like the second language of Peru, and they're like, oh, how'd you know that? So I can pretend to be smarter than I am. So it's a great thing. So you mentioned the yacón root also. You just mentioned that.
Yeah. So both of our cereals and our 3 fruit spreads, they all have yacón root in them. And this is going to be something that we're really trying to get the education piece out there about. Yacón is awesome.
It's blowing up all over the world right now.
Yes.
Europe, Asia, it's selling.
Yeah.
Like hot potatoes.
Well, and because it's one of those things that obviously it's low in glycemic value, which a lot of people are looking for, but it has those natural sweetener, attributes, but it's really great because it's known for its prebiotic qualities. And so once again, it's really awesome for your digestion. So you're getting those antioxidants at the same time as those prebiotics, and it helps really, kind of. The antioxidants are obviously mm-hmm. helping you defend against all the bad stuff. And then the yacón root, we all know how important gut health is and the balance of the microbiome. And I say we all know, I think that's starting to be more of the educational piece, especially with what has gone on this past year with your defense system, mm-hmm. And how your gut really does matter. Long-term, what you're putting in your body is putting into that savings account so that later on in life, you're not dealing with major issues, lifestyle diseases.
It seems to be a commonality so far that all of these ingredients nearly have an effect on like your gut health and your microbiome. And that makes sense because they're all coming from Peru, and Peru is very diverse in their microbiome.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I like that. I'm going to write that down.
but yeah, I mean, it's really beautiful how that mm-hmm. all comes together.
Yeah. So the next one is Amaranth. Amaranth. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So in Peru, a lot of people will call it kiwicha.
That's the indigenous name.
Yeah. Kiwicha, which I think is a lot of fun, but I think we decided to go ahead and, you know, put amaranth on there because actually amaranth has been used I feel like there's a lot of people are kind of understanding it, especially with it's a gluten-free. Mm-hmm. And also you're getting a lot of the great health benefits, similar to like the quinoa. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the kiwicha has a nice little pop, you know? It's very diverse. You can pretty much add it to anything and it's not going to change the flavor necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it adds a little bit of texture, like in the cereal, the little squares that you try, it has the amaranth or the kiwicha. And we love kiwicha. Whenever I'm in Peru, I always have a lot of things with kiwicha and I think it's delicious. And you know, you're getting a lot of the health benefits as well.
And so the next one is sacha.
Sacha inchi.
Sacha inchi. I forgot the second part.
Yeah. So that's a nut. Now we have that on our website as one of the ingredients. It is not in any of the cereals or the three spreads, but it's in some of the things that we're currently working on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But sacha inchi is fun because it's obviously it's a plant-based protein. It's mm-hmm. packed with protein. It has dietary fiber. It's, you know, it's, I don't want to put it in the same sentence as a peanut because a lot of people have like peanut allergies but it's really, like I've had it in spreads, the sacha inchi is definitely an ingredient that we're excited to introduce to people a little bit more too, through some of our products.
Yeah. Especially for those folks that are looking for, more of a protein, natural protein content. Mm-hmm. This is that's where you can lean on an ingredient like sacha inchi to give you that. So that's what we got on the works.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last two people are probably really familiar with it. And we talked about it. We talked about quinoa and then cacao.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think I've hit on, that's all the ingredients, right?
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing on cacao though.
Okay.
To leave that one behind. The reason why I wanted to talk about cacao is there's another little known fact is that the cacao, which, you know, cocoa, chocolate, we'll know that comes from cacao. That it's, first of all, it's a fruit. And that's something that some people don't know, right? That cacao is actually a fruit. And it's a pod-like fruit. It kind of looks like a papaya, if you can envision that. And it actually grows off the trunk of a tree. So if you can imagine a tree trunk, mm-hmm. and these pods are coming off the trunk of the tree. Okay. And cacao, the reason why I want to bring it up is that the birthplace of cacao, even though we find cacao in Africa, we found cacao in the South Pacific and in Central America, it actually is the Amazon jungle as well. So scientists have all already agreed and done a bunch of studies that it originated in the Peruvian Amazon, which is why a lot of the greatest cacao in the world comes from from Peru. And you know, some of the chocolates that you might have had before, especially these fine European chocolates, they use cacao from Peru.
Hmm. Didn't know that. And I guess like the cacao powder as well, is some of that from Peru as well, I would assume?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as we start to wind this down, let's talk. I thought that was my phone at first.
No.
I was like, you know, speaking of that, you know, over the last year, this is just a random thing here, doing these interviews on Zoom, like there's been so many like just interesting things happening. Like there's usually a dog beside me that just loves to bark no matter what I'm doing.
Or like cats or animals coming into
it's been like cats, it's been dogs, it's been children, and I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here in Houston, we could have had a power outage because we've had a few.
Yes, we had a lot of rain this week and some bad storms last night. Yeah. So we're really hoping we had internet.
So being an entrepreneur, as we all know, can be stressful and it's time consuming. So how do you all keep yourselves healthy and sane throughout the process? What's kind of like your health regimens like?
That's a good question. I am very much the type of person. I do most of the cooking in the house and the grocery shopping. So I am in charge of trying to create a really nice environment of eating healthy foods, making sure we have, you know, healthy options in the pantry and in our fridge so that the kids, you know, are excited to eat good foods. So I think, you know, that, and obviously with our products, we're very keen. I would only want to sell things that I would feel really good giving to my family. So, you know, I think nutrition is a very high point of it, but I definitely, for me personally, I always have to move my body. So if there's times where I'm sitting at the computer for too long, I've got to go, whether it's doing my gyrotonic, my yoga, you know, getting on the elliptical and just getting some energy out. That's how I kind of, you know, think a little bit more clearly. And I would say sleep. I mean, sleep is one of the things that, you know, as an entrepreneur, it's almost like, oh, you have to, you know, work the midnight. You have to, you know, not sleep and sleep 4 hours. Well, I think that's wrong. Like, you're not going to have clarity or have the health that you want in order to, if you're not sleeping. And so I think sleep is a big part, because there has been times in my life, whether it's with newborns or where I've been dealing with something, and that sleep, if I don't have my sleep, I'm not at the top of my game. And you know, I think we, as you know, as I talked about in our, with our marriage and working, you know, together as business partners, we really enjoy spending time together talking. And so I think for us, you know, it's like a sharing on many different levels and getting a chance to grow together as a couple and as business partners. But yeah, maybe not taking things so seriously and being okay with, I think what has caused me some of the most stress is just really learning how to fail like fabulously, like just do it wrong because you just got to do it. And then you'll learn as you go.
And actually, I would say, because it's not just the entrepreneurial side of things, but just the fact that we're doing all this at home because of COVID, right? So, you know, we started this experience right before COVID hit us. And so we found that we have to get out of the house, you know? And so we do that, you know, when we have an opportunity, maybe we have some, you know, sort of like our in-laws visiting or whatever, and we'll just have them, you know, keep the kids. And then Lisa and I will just run away for an evening somewhere, you know, and just literally just, you know, I will talk business a little bit, but maybe with a glass of wine or something and just try to kind of charge our batteries. And we do the same with our children. I mean, that family time is very important for us. We feel like we bring that energy also into our products, which is why we chose the products we chose. And for breakfast, because, you know, we know that's an important family time too for many people. And so, yeah, I think it's just taking a break, you know, whether, of course, the sleep, I agree with you, but also just some taking some breaks, healthy breaks.
Yeah.
And the next thing is when it comes to, you know, I notice this just with clients that, I tell them, I noticed this just throughout the years now, that one of the most important things is to get everyone on the same page. So I always ask, who's in the house with you? And do they know the goal that you're going after? And will they be in support? And will there be any like friction between that? And what I mean by that is, you got one person that's trying to eat healthy, and then the kids are used to this type of diet, and then the other partner is eating another different thing. And that just causes so much friction. So what do you think are maybe, let's say, 1 to 3 pieces of advice that you would recommend for families who are trying to get healthy as a whole and improve the whole health as a unit?
Well, that's a really good question, because we've had experiences where our youngest son dealt with eczema for a little bit, and we all kind of went on the bandwagon of, okay, he's going to, you know, take out gluten and take out dairy. Let's see what we can do to learn about, you know, some of these items. We talk about gut health a lot. I learned quite a bit through experience. I obviously learned a lot through my studies through Institution for Integrative Nutrition. But I, throughout those, you know, understandings of of what is important. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's very hard for especially a child to see other people eating stuff and being told that they can't. So I think, you know, supporting each other, yeah, I'm trying to think where I'm going with this.
Well, I think what the way we've handled this is you gotta have a compromise, right? So, but how do you start with that compromise? You take baby steps. So for instance, Lisa, she took a, you know, just because of how she wanted to eat a certain way and decided to go pretty much vegetarian.
Yeah.
And it's been a while now.
More plant-based.
Or plant-based, I should say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I respect and I enjoy a lot of vegetarian plant-based dishes, but, you know, I also enjoy eating protein and animal protein. You know, mm-hmm. I grew up eating animal protein. I enjoy it. So what we did is we go and say, hey, let's pick one day of the week where we go meatless. So we have like our meatless Mondays. And, you know, and it helps with a spouse that's really good in the kitchen. But, you know, I've found now, you know, new love for plant-based foods. I mean, it's really fantastic. And, you know, and the more I explore that, you know, I find myself saying, you know, maybe I don't have to eat, you know, protein, mm-hmm. animal protein once a week. I can maybe go a month without it, you know? And so I think it's just, you got to take the baby steps. And,
yes. It's getting into habits, exactly. You know, little habits here and there. And I think as a support system, especially when you have two young children, obviously they'll eat what we put on the table. And if they don't, then, you know, mm-hmm. they're learning as they go too. But you know, to make sure that, you know, you're obviously making available really good choices.
Right.
And then also, you know, in terms of supporting each other, I'm trying to think of, like you said, there's a compromise, and I feel like there's this misnomer with relationships that you always have to meet halfway, right? Well, yeah. It doesn't really have that happen that way. It's like someone has to come meet you 80% while the other part goes at 20, you know, then it'll be the reverse, you know? So, and I feel like with, even with nutrition, food, all of that has to, it's an educational piece little by little.
Yeah. And I would also say, for instance, you know, even though this is absolutely a full-time job, what we are doing, you know, we came to this point from previous points in our lives. And, you know, when I think about you, Lisa, you know, you were doing your teachings and your coaching you know, your students, and that's still something that is very important to you.
Yes.
So even though you have a full-time job as a co-founder, chief marketing officer, chief sales officer for Llama Land, you know, it's still important for you. It fills your cup to continue to teach your yes. ballet students yeah. and your gyrotonic students. Mm-hmm. And you know, we understand that that's a compromise and yeah. that's something that's important to you. So, you know, we bring to the table not just who we are with Llama Land, but we have other parts of who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that we got to be respectful of.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think that's a great way to end this conversation. Where can listeners find out more about Llama Land?
So our website is a wealth of information, llamalandorganics.com. And then we also have really great Facebook and Instagram, if that's your jam, Llama Land Organics.
And I mean, as far as product in stores,
yes.
We are in the Fresh Market, all 160 stores. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, I don't know how many states they're in, but they're, you know, pretty much all yeah. like East Coast,
South,
Midwest.
We have a big presence here in Houston, obviously, because this is where we yeah. started. And you can find our products in quite a few stores yeah. here. But we also, we're working to get, you know, national and even international distribution within the next 6 months.
Yes.
We're working with KeHE, and they've put us onto their Elevate program, which is a program where they handpick a few brands that they really feel have a lot of potential, and they want to help them, you know, get onto the shelves so that people can enjoy them. So we're really excited about that opportunity. And, you know, more than anything, I think the more people get a chance to try our product, they're just going to be blown away with the taste. And so the product really speaks for itself. And yeah. So
Very much so. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys just blow up with it, because it is a really great product. So
thank you, Jay.
I have enjoyed it.
Well, we wish you all the best too in all of your endeavors. We love what you're doing in your space. I am so proud of people and get so much inspiration from people that are really living their purpose and their passion with the idea that they're helping make this world a better place.
Thank you. And listeners out there, stay awesome, be limitless, and of course, go be superhuman. Peace.